Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Continuing our coverage from our nation's capital during the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual Washington Watch, had the opportunity to sit down for a few moments with Oklahoma Senator James Lankford in his offices at the Hart Office Building here in our nation's capital, talking about several issues, including his thoughts on Trade Promotion Authority, TPP.
Very little hope that it'll be voted on before November. Certainly, there's no calendar time set aside for it to be able to talk about it. November and December will be its own crazy time with the lame duck president that's leaving out in the months ahead, with a House and a Senate that are in transition. That is the only moment it could be even addressed. Whether it will be addressed in that time period, I can't tell at this point. Quite frankly, the president's lost all enthusiasm for the trade issues, and all of the major presidential candidates all are talking bad about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So that will make it very toxic in the transitions as well. So the key thing that's got to happen is we are an economy that's built on trade. We have great agricultural products that the rest of the world wants. We have a big fight over a very strong dollar right now and trying to be competitive in the world market on that. When we have trade barriers on top of a strong dollar, it makes it even tougher.
Your thoughts on TPP specifically?
Yeah, I'm still working through it, actually, all the final details. The nice thing about it is we've had several months to be able to go through bits and pieces. There are several things, especially in the agricultural area, that are very, very strong for us that help us tremendously in bringing down those barriers. And the thing that most of the folks in the ag community know very well, these individual nations, we already have most of them trade agreements with that are very, very strong. This puts us into a trade network basically throughout Asia and through that Pacific Rim to be able to make sure that we have is consistent policy country to country. So it's a positive thing, most of it. There are some problem areas, but it helps us not only in agriculture, but in things like pharmaceuticals and protecting patents, whether it's a patent for a seed or whether it's a patent for a pharmaceutical or other things, it's very important to be able to maintain that control. And where an American has done the research on it, the benefit still comes back to America.
Talking trade, specifically the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that's Senator James Lankford. If the House and Senate are going to consider the Trans-Pacific Partnership, first, the enabling legislation has to be transmitted to Congress by the Obama administration. Then first, the House Ways and Means Committee, then the full House, then the Senate would be actually acting on ratification or not of TPP. Oklahoma FFA Convention, day two, happening today, this afternoon. The STARS pageant will be happening. The STAR Farmer, STAR in Ag Placement, STAR in Agribusiness, and STAR in Agroscience will be recognized. And a bunch of chapters from across the state of Oklahoma will be recognized for their Hunger Challenge participation as well. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information, order, receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
That's your farm news from our nation's capital. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.